Kerbosh hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Ches. We're here at the bottom of Mem Zayin and Beis. If you remember, we had that long brisa yesterday where we're talking about the conversion process of a ger and an eved, and in there it said echad ger echad eved mishukrar. Right, that all of this both of these things, both of these people, namely a ger and an eved that's going free. Right, this applies to both of them. So the question is, what is that? So Katzal Kedaitach, we assume, right, originally how mean it was, is that the Kabbalah love all mitzvahs, that both of them have to accept upon themselves the mitzvahs. Right, a ger obviously converted to be a Jew, an eved that is being freed, an eved kenani that's being freed is going to be a full-fledged Jew, so they have to be mekabel all mitzvahs, they have to be a frum Jew, right? We don't want stragglers who are not going to keep the Torah. So the assumption is that we're saying that they both have to be mekabel all mitzvahs, or minhu. One second, we have a stira where the Braisa says, Pamev dvarim amurim, when we say that they have to be mekabel all mitzvahs, that's beger. But an eved does not have to. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Lokash, Rav Shimon Elazar, HaRabbanan. Yeah, you're right. And it says Rav Sheshes, it's a machlokas, Rav Shimon Elazar. And the Rabbanan, the Tanya is willing to write. So Uvachsa esavia vesima yerech yamim. That pasuk is by a fast tower, that if a Jew goes out to battle and he sees a beautiful non-Jewish woman, right, it says that Rashi, right, Dibra Torah connected Yetzirah, the Torah speaks, is well aware of the Yetzirah. Jewish soldier in the passion of battle would not be able to resist, so he's allowed to take her in some form of fashion. But he has to take her home, right? And she has to cry for her father and her mother, and then you have to go through this whole process, right? We'll talk about it a little bit today. Right? She has to go through this entire process. And only then is he allowed to marry her. So the Gemara says, "B'medvar ma'urim." When do we say that you have to do all that stuff, which we'll talk about later today? Shalom kibla leah. That's only right if she's not interested. Right, she's not mekabel ol mitzvos. Aval kibla leah. If she's down to be a Jew, so that matbila mutar babiyat. Then you can drop her on the mikvah, and she can. Right, she's a full fledged Jew, and you can marry her right away. That's the tanakama. So that's clearly that's the chachamim, right? That said, that we do say that you have this option that she's able to be. She needs to be mekabel ol mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, and afal pishul kibla aleh, right, even if she doesn't accept all mitzvos, so still, right, you can kind of force her to become your wife, and that's again what we're saying over here, that by an eved mishukrar, as we'll see in a second, right, in tzarech lekabel, he does not need to be mekabel all mitzvos, and it can happen against his will. Right, so what do we do even if she's not interested in accepting the mitzvos? Kofa. Umad bila, right? We force her, right, to go to the mikvah. L'shem shifchus, to be an eved, right? Shifcha knanis, right? V'chozer umad bila l'shem shichur umishachra. Then you dip her again in the mikvah to make her free, and then again, once she's free, then you can marry her. Then you can marry her. No problem. But says Rav Shimon Elazar, right? You're allowed to do it against your will. That implies in tzarech lekabel, right? That an eved who's being freed does not require, right, ol mitzvos. And then just three more words on Amud Aleph, right? Umutar b'mayad, and then you're allowed to marry her. And so apparently we see this is the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Elazar as to whether an eved who's going free, right, needs to agree, needs to accept mitzvos upon themselves or not. Rava, Amar Rava says, my time is Rav Shimon Elazar. Where does Rav Shimon Elazar get that from? That you can do it against your will? The Ktiv has, because the pasuk says, v'chol eved ish miknas kasef, umalto, so, oz yo chalbo. That's talking about the Korban Pesach, right? The mitzvah shem, mer yibana beis hamikdash. That if any eved who has a bris mila, right, can eat of it. I mean, it's not really, but that's talking about the guy who owns the eved needs to have his eved have a bris mila, and then if all of his avadim have bris mila, that was part of the right, becoming an eved kenani, you get a bris, and then you go to the mikvah, right? And then you chayav a mitzvah like a woman, fine. But I mean, that's talking about that every guy, any person who has an eved kenani, right, needs to have his avadim circumcised before eating the Korban Pesach. But anyway, it calls the eved, the point here, it calls an eved ish, the an eved kenani of a person. The Gemara says, "Eved ish v'lo eved isha." What? That, and you can't tell me it's talking about male or female because women are allowed to own eved kenanim. It doesn't mean that only the avadim of a male needs to be circumcised. So, Ella, rather, what does it mean? Eved isha tamal bal korcho ve'ia tamal ben ish bal korcho. That you can only give a bris mila to an eved against his will, but not meaning without consent and being mekaba ol mitzvos. But you're not allowed to do that to a son of an ish, i.e., right? A goy, right? The son of a goy, right? That there's no such thing as a conversion against his will. So that's where Shimon ben Elazar gets that you can theoretically, right? You won't take this eved, right? Without him being mekabel all mitzvos. Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? So Amar Ula, Kishim Shi Yatamal Ben Ish Bal Korcho, Kach Yatamal Eved Ish Bal Korcho. They disagree with the whole concept, right? That everything has to be with their consent, with their intent, and with their intentions, right? They have to be Mekabal Mitzos. V'ai V'elachziv Kol Eved Ish. Okay, what do they do with that pasuk? So Ahum Mibay Leke Kedis Shmuel. They use it for Shmuel. Amar Shmuel Tamafkir Avdo. If a person is mafkir is eved, a person says, I don't own you anymore. So he goes out free, right? That there are two ways to, according to Shmuel, two ways to set an eved free. Either you can give him a get shechur, which is basically just a document of his freedom, or he can say, I don't own you anymore. And once that happens, says Shmuel, he goes free. Shnamer, because the pasuk says, called eved ish miknatz kosef, right? That eved ish velo eved isha. What, you tell me that it has to do with some sort of gender? No, eved sheyesh lo rishus l'rabo, a love, a korei eved. V'she'in rishus l'rabo a love, ain't korei eved. Meaning that the only an eved that has a master is considered to be an eved. That's what we're saying. An eved ish, that's an eved kanani. So according to Shmuel, if that person doesn't have a master, meaning he's an eved kanani who no longer has a master because he was mafkirim, so then he's free, right? You don't even have to set him free. Okay. Now, one second. Now, maskev the papa. Now, if you remember, right, we said that we have this whole machlokas of whether an eved Eved Kanani, who's going to be freed, requires all mitzvos. That's based on, right, we said it's Machlokas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan, by a fastoar, by a case of a, literally, the beautiful captive. That's the translation. So, but the problem is, right, as well, that's not so shy. Right, that may not be a great comparison. Maskev la Rapapa, Rapapa says, Emer de Shmaitel the Rabbanan be fastoar. Meaning, maybe the Rabbanan only hold their shita by a fastoar. Why? Because when your fastoar starts out, she's a full-fledged Goya, and not Jew, right? The lo shaykh of the mitzvot. She has no shaykh of the mitzvot whatsoever. So in that scenario, right, she's going to need to be mekabel ol mitzvot. Aval eved by an eved kanani the shaykh of mitzvot hakanami to feel the rabbanan moda, right? Maybe the rabbanan will be moda to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that he does not need to accept the mitzvot because he's already chayv in some mitzvot, right? The tanya, because we learned the rabbi. So echa ger v'echa lokeach whether the guy converts or you're going to buy a slave from a guy, tzarech l'kabel needs to be mekabel all mitzvot. Now, holokech miyisrael in tzarech l'kabel, implying that if you buy an eved kanani from a Jew, right, and then tachas you see as you free him, he doesn't need to be mekabel all mitzvot. So, money. So, who she does this? Either Rabbi Shimon Elazar, if Rabbi Shimon Elazar, she does it. No, that can't be. That can't be because amar lokech min eved kochavim nami in tzarech l'kabel. Again, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says an eved. Any type of eved doesn't need to be mekabel ol mitzvos, even one that was owned by a guy. So ela la rabbanan, but it can't be the rabbanan either. Meaning, our brisa said that if you buy it from a guy, right, so then he doesn't need to be he needs to be mekabel ol mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says no eved needs to be mekabel ol mitzvos, but you can't say it's a rabbanan because all we're left with rather then is the rabbanan. Apparently, you see that the chachamim would make a split. If you buy the eved from a guy, saying he's been mekabel all mitzvos, but if you get it from a Jew, then he doesn't. So clearly, we see that the chachamim would be modeh to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in a case where you get a free an eved kanani, right? If you bought it from a Jew. So there's a problem with that is though, problem is, right, what did our brisa say that we had yesterday? It says that what are we trying to do? We're saying that both a ger and an eved meshukrar and a slave that's being freed has the same halachos. Well, that seems to imply, right, that it needs to be mekabel ol mitzvos. If you tell me the chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, so that seems to imply that they have the same halacha. Well, everybody agrees that a ger has to be mekabel ol mitzvos. If you tell me they have the same halacha, and now you're telling me the Chachamim agreed or Shimon ben Elazar that it doesn't have to be mekabel ol mitzvos, what is this talking about? So therefore, kitanya hi lein tefila tanya. So therefore, you're right, we take it back. It's not talking about ol mitzvos, it's talking about tefila, that both of them need to go to the mikvah, where in that everybody is maskim to. Okay, fine. Vaitu. So that, again, so that price of when it says a ger, and every meshukra, right, that's only talking about going to the mikvah. Tana Rabbanan with another brisa. Gilchaz Roshav Asas Tziporna. Now, back to the Yifas Torah. One of the things that she has to do is that the pasuk says, Gilchaz Roshav, she has to shave her head, V'asasas Tziporna, she has to do her nails. Now, what does it mean, do her nails? I'm Rabbi Elazar Omer Takots, Rabbi Akiva Omer Tagdil. Again, Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva, does she have to cut her nails off, or does she have to let them grow? Now, I'm Rabbi Elazar, how does he know? Nemra Asiya Barosh, but Nemra Asiya Batsiparnaim. Because they have the word Asiya, right, that she, what is it, meaning you have to, Gilchas Roshah, what are we talking about? And that, for, you have to, in that positive, you have to shave, she has to shave her head to make her repulsive, right? Again, we're trying to get the beauty out of her. Right, again, this guy, obviously the soldier, right, obviously took her for her beauty, so we're trying to remove that element and then see if they're really still interested at the end of the day. So then, fine, but you know, we want to try to remove that type of taiva. So, Rabbi Elazar says, just like the pasuk says, she's going to shave her head. So too, right, when it says asiya by the tziponaim, it also means that she's going to shave, quote unquote, or take off, right, she's going to cut her nails. Just like you're removing the hair, you're also removing the nails. Rabbi Kiva says no. Nemar asiya barosh, nemar asiya b'tziponaim. He says a different comparison. Yes, it says asiya by both of them, but malahalo nivol afkan nivol. But the only reason you shave your head, she shaves her head, is she can look gross. So too, by the nails, right? We're going to let her grow her nails, right? Obviously, we're not saying she's putting on these plastic, nice, fancy nails to make it look attractive. Right? The implication is that her nails have to grow long, right? You know, after a month or so, that's pretty gross. So nails grow long. We want to make her unattractive. For Raya the Divrei Rabbi Elazar, and then there's a proof actually for Rabbi Elazar from Umipi Boshas, the pasuk of Umipi Boshas. Umipi Boshas was one of Shaul's kids, and he supported David throughout his not rebellion really, but really kind of David was running away from Shaul. Right, David was really supposed to be the king, so Umipi Boshas was on David's side. So the pasuk says Umipi Boshas ben Shaul yored the kras amelak v'lo asa ragla v'lo asa stromo. Right, Maasiya Havara. I mean, and that, again, that is talking about he was a manuval. He was manaval himself, right? He was like almost in mourning that David was not king. So right, that's obviously, it says over there, Lo Asa Raglav, Lo Asa Safamo. He didn't make his mustache. He didn't do his mustache. Obviously, that means, right, he didn't cut it. So you have the word Asiya here, meaning that you should cut. Okay, tell her about one of the rabbis. Ubachsar Zaviyah Vesima, right? Yerach Yomim, right? She has to cry for father and her mother. Machlokes again, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Aviyah Mamish, Ima Mamish, right? She has to actually cry for her parents. And Rabbi Akiva, Omer, right? Again, not Lavdavka, that they're dead, but that she's not with them anymore, right? She's taken captive. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Aviyah Ima Zuvodisko Chavim. No, we're talking about she has to, you know, get rid of her Avodah Zarah. Right, that's again. Tosfos over here just points that that it's, we're just talking about how to learn out the pasuk. Right, there's no actual nafkamina according to the first day in Tosfos. You know, whether she's upset about her parents or not, maybe she hated her parents, but there's no actual nafkamina over there. Or Tosfos says over here, right, if you look at the top Tosfos. Right, or it could be that if she has no parents, then maybe there's no, let's say they died or they were, you know, whatever, so that maybe there is no obligation to wait for her to do that, or not to wait, but for her to cry and mourn for her parents. Okay, either way, Lamaisa, right? Machogas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar says it's her parents. Rabbi Akiva says it's her avodah zarah. Rabbi Chinu Omer, because the pasuk says Omer la'itz aviata. Right, the goyim say to the wood, to the trees, that they're your father. You're my father. Meaning they kind of worship the trees, even though it makes no sense. Okay, Yerach Yomim, she has to do this for a month. So Yerach Shloshim Yom, obviously 30 days. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says actually Tishim Yom. It's actually 90 days. Yerach Shloshim Yomim Shloshim. Okay, Shloshim. Right, you have those words in the Pesukim, so that teaches me 90 days. Kumar says Maskevala Ravina, but one second. If you're using those words, what do they mean? Yerach Ema Yerach. That means a month. So that's Shloshim Yomim. Could also, right, again, Yerach Yomim, a month of days, right, seems to imply a month of days, meaning a month and a month of days, so it seems to be twice. But V'achar Kein, right, Kihani, that seems to imply that you have another period of what we said previously, meaning it should be 120. Of course, it's Enechanami Kasha, that is a good Kasha. Okay, Tanur Rabbanim Ulan Rabbeisa, Mekaimin Avadim She'inam Malim Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Mekaimin. Can you keep a slave? Can you keep an Eved Kenani that did not have a Mila? As we said before, right? Again, the Eved Kenani has to, go to the mikvah and get a bris Mila. And again, the pashas is here that it's not really the bris that we're kind of harping on. It's part of, right, the Kabbalah's mitzvos. An Eved Kenani is chayv mitzvos, just like an isha and a katan. So the question is, right, again, if he's quote unquote converted or not. I mean, he's agreed to be a Jew, right, at the outset, right? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to keep him around, right? According to Rabbi Kiva, right, you're not allowed to keep him around. So I'm really Rabbi Shmuel, right? Hare Omer v'nafesh ben ha-masecha, right? The pasuk says, right, let's quote the whole thing, right? Sheish yom tasa masecha v'yom ha-shvi'i tishbos, right? Talking about Shabbos, right? You can work, obviously, 6 day work week, 7 days you rest. Right, your shore, your animals have to rest. And that's the pasuk we're quoting here. Right, that they'll rest, meaning that the ben amasacha, the daughter of your servant, right, again, as we'll see in a second, that's talking about an Eved Kanani that has no bris. So that seems to imply very clearly, right, how else are you going to keep him? Right, says Rabbi Shmuel, right, how else does that refer to, right, that they have to, you know, that they're shaykh to these halachos, right, that, you know, how do you deal with an Eved, right, that he shouldn't work for you, but obviously he's around, right, so, you know, that seems to support Rabbi Shmuel, seems to support Rabbi Shmuel's view that you are allowed to keep them. He says, no, you can even say that puzzle is like me, because that's talking about a case where you took the Eved, you bought the Eved, right, and you didn't have any chance, right, say you bought him on Friday, Erev Yom Tov, whatever, right, you didn't have a chance to be mal him. So in that case, he's also, right, he's, what's it called, he's not allowed to do work for you, but that's not necessarily that you can keep him for years afterwards, right, according to Rabbi Kiva says, right, you would need to get him a mila. So Gemara says, okay, right, everybody assumes that this is talking about an Eved that does not have a bris mila. So this pasuk. So Gemara says, my mashma, where do you get that from the pasuk? So the detanya, because we learned in the Braisa, v'yafesh ben ha-masecha be'eved, v'yafesh ben ha-masecha, that pasuk, be'eved avel arel l'kazer medaber. It must be talking about an Eved that does not have a bris. At omer be'eved arel o eno ela be'eved mohol. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about Eved that does have a bris. So kashu omer, the pasuk says elsewhere, right? L'man yanuach avdecha b'mazecha kamocha, right? That your servant, right? Your yanuach, your avdecha, your slave has to rest. So hare Eved mohol amor. That's talking about a regular Eved. Right, so amani mekayim v'nafesh ben ha-masecha ve'ager, or ben ha-masecha, really? Right, what is the pasuk talking about when it says the son of your maidservant? Right, again, that's ha-masecha. Right, the halacha is that a Jew who becomes an Eved Ivri, right, that's the word I'm looking for, an Eved Ivri is allowed to, the master who owned an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry him to an Eved, to a Shifcha Kananis, to a female slave, and the children that they have are Eved Kanani, right, are slaves to the master. So when we say Ben Amasecha, the son of your maidservant, the son of your Shifcha Kananis, right, that's talking about an Eved Kanani. So how do you know it's talking about an Eved Kanani that doesn't have an Arel? Right, Eved Arel, it must be talking about that, because otherwise, right, again, we said already, right, Laman Yanuach Avdecha, that we mentioned the normal slave. Okay, v'hager, what, again, that's, as I said, I jumped the gun a little bit, v'yinafesh Ben Amasecha v'hager, that also has to rest on Shabbos, not do malacha. So the Gemara says, "Zeh ger toshav." Right, it's talking about a ger toshav. A ger toshav is actually discussed in the Gemara of Vodazara, what exactly his status is, or what exactly he's done to become a ger toshav. Let's just say Pashtus, he accepted Shem Mitzpanei Noach. So that's talking about a ger toshav. Right, again, that's referring to a ger toshav. That's, again, but the implication is, right, he's not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. That's weird, because we normally assume that Shabbos is not one of the Shabbos Mitzvah Noach. Another Rishonim are not so happy with, you know, the Rashi's Pshat, right? Or maybe it could, Pashas is here that what we're talking about, it's not that he shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos, right, but the whole context is that the things that you own or the things that you have contact with, right, your animals, your slaves, etc., should do malacha. So the pashtus, I think, if I'm not mistaken, according to the most Rishonim, is that it means that the ger toshav is not allowed to do malacha for you, but he doesn't have to keep Shabbos, right? That's not one of the Shev Mispinei Noach. Okay, anyway, so zeger toshav. Ata omer zeger toshav o'ena ela ger tzedek. How do you know it's talking about a ger toshav? Maybe it's talking about an actual ger. So again, kshu omer v'ger achar shev b'sharecha. Pasuk already says that the ger has to keep Shabbos, right? Already ger tzedek omer, already mentioning that. So hamani mekayim v'ager, right? Zeger ger toshav is talking about, or it must be talking about a ger toshav. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halokech eved min ha'oved kuchavim, v'lo ratzel amol, if a person buys a slave from a guy, right, and then for whatever reason the slave doesn't want to get a bris mila, he's not interested, right, to becoming a Jew or becoming a Nevi Kenani. So Megalgal Imo Ashnimisar Chodesh, you can keep him for 12 months, right? You can negotiate with him, right? You keep him for 12 months, work on him, right? See if you could convince him. Lo mal, if he doesn't, if he's still not down, so then Chozer Mochru Lev Kochavim, you have to sell him back to his goyish master. Amruka Rabbanan Kamid Rav Papa. They said in front of Rav Papa, come on, whose shita is this? Right, the local Rabbi can't be Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, how are you mekayman? Rabbi Akiva, again, we said you can keep the guy there for 12 months, even though he hasn't had a bris mila. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to do that. So Rav Papa said, no, feel tam Rabbi Akiva. This can even be Rabbi Akiva because hani mili hechad lo paska lemilse. Right, Rabbi Akiva was saying that you can't keep an Eved where he was never, ever implied that he would agree to convert to become an Eved Kanani. But if he did assume that he did kind of verbalize and say that, you know, he would agree to be an Eved, and then he took it back, so then Rabbi Akiva would be maskim, and in this case, that you can keep him for 12 months. Amrav Kana, Amrish Lashmait Zatamed Rav Zvid Midar Ada. We said this in front of Rav Zvid, and Amali said, well, Yahachik, Amali Rabbi Kiva, Belukech, Evan Ben Shmashos, Lishniha Leha. Well, why didn't Rabbi Kiva use the same answer he used before? Right, Rabbi Kiva said before, right, we're talking about an Eved that you didn't have a chance to give a Mila. Why didn't he give that answer over here? Right, apparently, if he didn't use that, right, apparently he doesn't agree. He doesn't mask him. He doesn't hold to that. So Chadam Yitrek, Taimi Kamar, the Gemara says, that no, really, he had two options to answer, right? He would hold that in the case where the guy agreed to convert and then took it back, right? You could keep him for 12 months to try and convert it, work on it. And he also agrees that in the case where he didn't have that chance to give him a bris mila, that you can keep him. But he had one of two options, and he just answered one of them. Really, really, talkless, he could have given the same answer from before. Shalach Ravin Mishmei de Rabbi Eloi. Ravin sent in the name of Rabbi Eloi, and he said, "Call Rabosai Amru Lishmo Mishmo," and all of the Rabbanim said in his name as well. Ezu Eved Arel Shemot Rilakaimo Zeh Shalachu Rabo Amanas Shalolamolo. In what case can you keep an Eved Kanani who doesn't have a Mila? That's if there was a Tanai. There was an original, right? The whole stipulation was, right, I'm buying you, I'm making you Nevi Kanani on the condition, right, to not give him a bris. Right, okay, fine. So I'm really commanded to read Rav Papa. And then again, they said in front of Rav Papa, whose shita is this? Come on. To look, Rabbi Kiva, it's not Rabbi Kiva's shita. Di Rabbi Kiva, Hamar in Kaiman. Right? Again, Rabbi Kiva said, you're not allowed to keep such an Eved with you. So I'm Rav Papa. Again, the concern, if I'm not mistaken, the concern here is that if he decides not to be from, so how do you know that he's going to keep on the halachos, right? Nevi Kanani has to work for a Jew. Pashas is, he's chayv mitzvahs like an Isha. If he's not interested, so he's going to, how can you rely on him for all the things you're going to do in your house? He's going to be machshel you. He's going to make a person, maybe do a virus, or he's not going to be machbed about halachos, etc., etc. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, I feel dim Rabbi Kiva. No, this can even be Rabbi Kiva Shita. Honey, mili hecha de lo osni behadya. Hecha de osni osni. But again, Rabbi Kiva said his halacha, you can't keep the Eved, right, if there's no tznai. If there is, that's nice, and then he would agree that it's fine. Amar of Kahana, again, same back and forth as we had before. I said this in front of Rav Zvid, and I'm really, Yahachi, he come with Rabbi Kiva, but okay, Rabbi Ben Hashemas is well, he's big lamolo, right? Lishne leha, right? Why didn't Rabbi Kiva give the same answer? So the Gemara says, well, Velutamech, Lishne lehach. Well, he could have said the second answer. I mean, why didn't he give the first answer? Then we said back to him, why didn't he give the first answer? Well, you could have said the first answer they gave before, right? That maybe it's a case where the Eved, right, you bought him Erev Shabbos, you didn't have a chance to. Right, so he said back to him, well, why didn't you give the second answer? Well, yeah, the case where it's a case where, what was the second answer? Now they bought a Ben Shmasos, meaning right before Shabbos. We didn't agree to become a slave, but where he agreed to become a slave and then he took it back, so maybe that's the case here. So he said, yeah, okay, Elachad Mitrei. Utlas Tami Kamar, really, so you got to say that no, Rabbi Kiva had all these answers at his disposal, and really he's masking. He agrees with the answer that Rav Kahana gave. He just didn't. Right? He didn't give that answer, but really he's masking to all of them. Okay. Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka, he cloyed the Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka. Right? They were hanging out by Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka's place. Yasvik Amir, they were saying, Ir Achas Haisaber Tisrael, Velo Rotsu Avdea Lamo. Right, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, and then for whatever reason, right, the Avadim got together, I don't know, they unionized or whatever, right, they didn't want to get a bris milah. V'gilgulu imayim ha'shnim esar chodesh, v'chazru machrum lo v'kilchavim. Sure enough, right, they gave him 12 months, and they were steadfast in their demands, and they said, okay, we're selling you back, we're selling you back to the goyim. Mikan, so who was that like? Right, ki'aitana, like this price up. Again, we said that before, that was, who said that before? That was the... Rishu ben Levi, maybe, yeah, Rishu ben Levi, right? That was Rishu ben Levi Shita. So I said, who's it like? So instead of saying Rishu ben Levi, it brings another brisa. Ki haitana detanya, halokeach, eber minah v'kochavim, v'lo rotza lomo, magal galimo, eshtem esar chodesh, v'lo mal, chozer amokhru lo v'kochavim. Right, again, like we said before, Tanakhama says, right, exactly like this case, give him 12 months, if he's not interested, sell him back. Rishim ben Elazar Omer, Rishim ben Elazar says, in mashu so be'etz Yisrael, mipnei hefzen taros. Actually, we're not going to keep him in Eretz Yisrael because of, we're nervous about the taros. Again, the kutchim, right? The things that we're trying not to make tame. But again, that if an Eved, because an Eved Kanani, if he's a guy, so the goyim have a halachos of a zav. Right? The goyim are assumed to be a zav. And a zav can be metame. So therefore, that's if you have an Eved Kanani around that doesn't want to be an Eved Kanani, then he, after 12 months, he reverts back to being a guy. So you see that he was good the whole time, so he's going to mess up all the taros when he touches it. So that's a problem. And if it's a city that's near the border, then it's a security issue. And it's, we're nervous that he'll hear something by the something about the guards or the whatever, the watch, et cetera, the forces by the border, right? And then we'll sell them back to the guy, and the guy will know where to attack. So then, in that case, we don't lead them in those cities at all. Tanya, let's get to the end, because you see, as you can see, there's a clean break to the next Mishnah. We learned the Rabbi Rabbi Chananya, Benosha Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Mipnei Ma, Gerim, Bismana Zem Ma'unim. Very interesting. We have a couple of reasons here. Why do Gerim not do so well nowadays? Right? Apparently they're having a rough time. Right? V'yisurim bayin aleihem, and they have yisurim. Right? Why do they have suffering? One reason: Mipnei Shelo Kaimu Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, because when they weren't from. Right, when they were goyim, right, they were still chayav b'shev mitzvos bnei noach, but they weren't interested. Right, now that they converted, yeah, okay, they may have been interested, but beforehand, right, they right, Rashi says over here, right, when they were goyim, right, they were going to be punished next world, but now they're Jews, so Kosh Baruch Hu's Rachman is on them, and he punishes them in this world, and so they can give him schar for the next world. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says, Gershin is gaya b'katan shenola dami. When a ger converts, it's like a katan. Elam b'nei ma'amunin. So why is it meaning? It's like tinok shenishba. How did he know about any of the mitzvahs when he converts? Right? Why is he at fault for all the things he did when he was a guy? So why are they suffering? Right, the fish in bikim b'tukei mitzvos ki Yisrael. Again, as we said before, there are a couple of views, and some views say, as we see over here, we have one opinion that they're not as careful of the mitzvahs. Right, they're kind of relying on their laurels. Look at me, I converted. Right, they know the halachos, they do the basics, but they're not as careful as other Jews. Right, with Mitzvah Shem, we should all be as careful as we can be. Right, Avachanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, the fish in osin me'ava le'mi'ira. Right, not only. Not that they're not careful about the halachos, but they are doing it because of Yira, for whatever reason, right? They're afraid of a Kosh Baruch Hu, or afraid of punishment. So, again, for whatever reason, that's steadfast in their teachings. Maybe that's what they learned when they were goyim. They were just to be afraid, right? The best way to perform the mitzvot is to mi'ava. Okay, another opinion. Because what are you waiting for? Right? What took you so long? Right? Because they didn't do it right away. Now there's no chiyuv for a guy to convert. That's for sure true. I remember when I was in high school, when I was in Rambam, fascinating. Rambam brought a bunch of Noachites, lives in Tennessee. All these people kept Sheva Mitzvah Noach, and we all asked them, why did you convert? Right, you hear stories about people who are Megayer all the time, but you don't hear stories about people who keep the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. So he said that they understood in their studies that was their appropriate place, that the Goyim should keep the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, and the Lechachila is not for them to convert, necessarily. But Tachlis, once you realize all the MS, right? That again, so maybe it could be that if they really studied too well, right, that maybe they should convert. Okay, fine. Maybe it could be against this Gemara. Fine. All right. Either way, Machlokas, this Gemara, and that that dude from Tennessee that I saw in high school, or I could be remembering wrong. That is also possible. All right, let's finish up. I'm Rabbi Yevovi, Tim Rabbi Chanina, my crow. What does it mean when the pasuk says? Or where do you see that the pasuk teaches us this? That Yishalem Hashem Paalech Vizhi Maskerteich Shleima Meim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Basa Lachsos, etc. That is the bracha that Boaz gave Rus. Right, again, that we're saying over here, right, again, that she came right away. Right, if you look at Asher Basa or Asher Bas, she nihart v'lo yichart. That meaning that that Rus didn't delay in coming and becoming a ger after. Right, her husband's died. Right, she came back with Nami. Right, didn't delay at all. So that was part of the bracha that Boaz gave her. So we see that that's a mila, that it is appropriate for them to convert immediately. Right, once they get to that point, right, that they want to convert. Right, that they shouldn't delay. And that's the chachira. Okay, very good. Shkoyakadol Rabbosu. We'll invite you to the Hedgeshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.